Hi everyone, namaste. This is Sanya Singhania and welcome back to my podcast. If you have decided to listen to this episode, I'm sure that you're going to have life-changing takeaways. And thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it so much. This is all you deciding to change your life for the better and gain knowledge to unlearn your present beliefs that have been holding you back and work towards learning practices that is going to help you live your best life. Today, I will be talking about one of my favorite things ever, something I managed to learn the hard way and something that has worked for me like marvels in my own life to attract better things and always get what I desire the most. And that is, as you read from the title, Raising Vibrations. The past year has been very, very spiritually enlightening for me because I realized that I was the only one stopping myself from achieving what I wanted, from feeling happy and feeling good. The only blockage to my happiness was my own self. And if you are there right now, I understand how difficult it can be to just admit it, let alone start working on it. Realizing some of the ways you might be holding yourself back is not a scary thing. It's not something unachievable. It's all a part of growth we are putting ourselves into. To talk about what your vibration really is and what this term really means, your vibration is everything you are, everything you attract, which means whatever you've been getting in your life is a direct reflection of your own energy and your own frequency that you are vibrating in. Everything that comes out of your life is a result of your own vibrations. If you want good things in your life, like a respectful and soul-aligning partner, financial freedom, and abundance in all other aspects of your life, then it is essential that your vibration must be high. There is a spectrum of energies that we live in, and there are feelings and actions that fall in the lower level of the spectrum that snatch good energies from you. And similarly, there are actions and feelings that immediately raise your vibrations, leaving you feeling amazing. So if you're in a place thinking that you have been attracting people, friends, opportunities, jobs, relationships, but somehow you're always left unsatisfied, feeling like this is not what you desired, this job is not what you wanted, this relationship is, as always, too toxic for you, or this friend is not supportive at all, and you do feel that maybe you need to change something, but any amount of journaling, meditations, therapy, it does not move a needle. Everything seems to fall short. You are attracting the same things and it has become a pattern. You let go of one toxic partner only to attract another one. You let go of one job but then regret it because you're again attracting only bad ones. You're stuck in this loop wanting to get out of it and you're thinking, why me, God? In this podcast, I tell you a solution that actually works, and I swear it worked for me too. So today, I'm going to tell you what is it that actually is putting you in a bad vibration and how you can overcome it. So take a deep breath with me and let's begin. The first one and the most important one, I might say, are your emotions. There are five emotions that fall very low in the spectrum of our vibrations. And these feelings leave us unable to manifest, blocking all those things that you want to achieve and attract in your life, and especially relationships. So to list some of these feelings, these can be guilt, shame, and chronic grief. So these are some of the lowest and the worst feelings when it comes to vibrations, and these fall very, very low on the list of emotions, and you absolutely don't want to feel shame or guilt or grief for a very, very long period of time. Now, if you did something bad to someone and you're feeling shame and guilt for it, it is fine, but restrict that emotion to a certain period of time. Don't go on feeling that guilt for months and years, and just learn to forgive yourself and drop that idea of perfectionism that society has been pushing us to pursue. And the same thing goes for grief. If you go on grieving for something or someone for a very long time, it is doing no good to you. Some more feelings that lower your vibration are fear, hatred, revenge, feeling jealous of others' achievements, fearing that you will never be able to get there, hating others for no good reason, or trying to waste your energy or time and mental peace by trying to take revenge on someone who betrayed you, all useless. All you need to do is learn to forgive others and also yourself. It is essential to your own peace, and just stop holding yourself back to unnecessary emotions, unnecessary hatred. If you choose to be a victim, if you victimize yourself, you will stay where you are forever and you will never move on. Victimizing and blaming things or people when they don't go your way is not right. Instead, know why you attract them. Take 100% responsibility for your inner work and change your attitude to change scenarios. Let go of your limiting beliefs about yourself. You may have been betrayed, but you have greatness, power, and beauty within you. You have the ability to fly above all these obstacles and choose to learn to accept what people do. You're not liking it, you hate it, but you're not condoning it as well. Just be, just learn to be. There's a lot of beauty and power in just being. Like, trust me and try it. The next tip I would like to give is just to let go of your labels. Saying things like, I'm not thin enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not finding anybody, I will never get that job. Just think again. Do you ever want these things to be true? And if you think this is already true, have you accepted that you are the most dullest person in this whole world? Instead of seeing yourself in a low light and always bringing your own morale down, you can try using these affirmations that I truly love. And these will be, I am choosing to be my highest self at this moment. I hold the key to my own happiness. I deserve infinite joy because it is my birthright. I vibrate positive, loving, and abundant energy, and I attract the same energy in return. I am competent, capable, and strong. I am beautiful. I am worthy and always enough. I can achieve whatever I set my mind to. These are several meditations that you can practice on YouTube for positive affirmations, and I highly recommend you check them out. Write these affirmations and chant them in the morning for at least 5 minutes for best results. And trust me, these will take your vibrations to another level. The next step that I would like to give you all is to let go of negativity and negative people. Trust me, it's a trap. You slowly always become like the people you're with. And if you're in a circle or a group of friends who are always thinking negative, filled with doubt about their future, no one takes active efforts to make themselves a better version of themselves, people who refuse to improve their life, take their life to next levels, trust me, you're just in the wrong group. You do have the wrong friends. Don't be afraid to let them go. It's not like you'll end up with no friends at all. Once you do the inner work and make yourself spiritually stronger, you will end up attracting better people in your life in no time. Get away from people who only speak negatively of someone or some things. People who are always gossiping. They're just a big ball of negative energy. No need to cut people off, actually. You know what? Just grow and they will fall off. Growth requires us to leave something behind. It can be, and if it can be habits, careers, beliefs, then why not people? Make space for positivity in the process of growth. And if you're filled with negativity, you have to let it go to make room for a newer and better you. And the next tip is, you know, I'm really tired of explaining this on my podcast and probably going to continue this in the next episodes, but I don't know how to say this enough. You will become what you're eating. I don't know how to explain this enough. Just get away from processed and refined food items. It's not going to do you any better. And not even that, for all the non-vegetarians listening to this episode, stop eating farmed animals. The majority of the restaurants out there are using farmed animals. And these are animals that don't feed on grass, that don't feed on the land. These are animals that have been fed things to fit them in a cage. Animals that have been injected with hormones that is created by corporations to make them fat and to make you fat as well. So the non-GMO, non-hormonal chicken is going to cost you a lot, but prioritize what's important. It's probably better to spend a few bucks now rather than spending hundreds of thousands on hospital bills later on, right? I don't know if you've heard of this, but this is something that I personally truly believe in. If you are eating the food that is prepared by someone who has very negative energy, that is, you know, they take no joy in cooking, they have hatred against you or anything really, that that energy does get into the food and impacts us in a very bad way. People who say food is always tasty when prepared with love, it's absolutely true. So stop eating food that has not been prepared with love and care and concern. It's just not worth it. Now, do me a favor and take another cleansing breath with me. Inhale for 5 seconds and exhale for 5. Breathe from your nose and not your mouth. And use your stomach, not your chest. Let's begin. Good. Now, the next step I have for you can be a bit heavy and something that we have to learn the hard way, as I said, but it's absolutely true. Stop trying to fix each other. If you're spending a lot of time changing somebody for the good, fixing someone, I'm sorry, but you're just wasting your time. You should only focus on fixing your own toxic traits and not find solutions to fixing your partner or parents or your children's traits, because it's just useless. You're just going to find out that they didn't even use your advice and their failure just ended up becoming yours. But it doesn't have to be that way. You do you. Focus on healing yourself. You can, you know what, you can just politely say, just say to whoever is suffering in your life that they have your shoulder to cry on, but you're sorry that it's all you can really do. That they have to deal by themselves, just like you did. Tell them that you guys can talk about how good the peace feels when you finally do it, and that they would know why you protect your energy at all times. And if they're unable to understand why you're refusing to becoming their life doctor, it's their problem, not yours. Ditch them and move on. They're just not worth your energy. They're not worth it. Invalidating your own energy just to keep them in your life is not worth it. The need to either exit from your life or be supportive of your decision to stay out of other people's problems is something you need to practice. Their problem is not your problem. Observe those patterns and let go. Feeling empathy for someone is powerful for sure, but without boundaries, it can be so destructive. Whether receiving the same, it is exhausting. Without balancing with self-empathy, it is absolutely lethal. Have clarity where you want to draw this line, because you too have your needs. And something that I go by is to stop complain. And something that I preach and also practice is to stop complaining and cribbing constantly. If you're not grateful for this life, there is nothing in this world that can help you attract good things. Instead, figure what other perspective you can have. Focus on what's going right and change your energy to new and better situations. Trust me, complaining does not cut it. And the final, and I think this advice you've probably heard 1,000 times, and it is last but not the least, learning to say no. Just say no to things you don't want to do, no to situations you don't want to be in. Learn to save your and preserve your energy. Now, I'm not saying that go ahead and say no to everything, but that friend who is forcing you to drink alcohol when you don't want to do it, or that colleague forcing you to come to a pub to party, I swear, not worth it. When something isn't right for you, your soul rejects it and tries to warn you in many different ways. Always pay attention to how things make you feel and what emotions they bring up in you. These are all messages, and if something is right, not right for you, let it go. The word no is very powerful. It is an energetic way of affirming that you deserve better. And it does create an automatic opening for you for better things to come right in. Learn to set positive boundaries with people and situations. Not too flexible, but not too rigid as well. Without freedom for letting each other be as they are, we will find it very hard to set these boundaries. You need to be able to stick to your ground and let the outcome flow so you can align your friendships. Some will stay and some will leave, because if you don't build positive boundaries, it will end up impacting all other things that we're attracting. So there is definitely no escape from this. Okay, so there is this one thing that I observed in myself that was really lowering my vibrations. And that was, I was really seeing people in a low light. and just saying a lot of bad things against them whenever they did something that didn't just sit with me. And one thing I personally did to just start, to get a head start into raising my vibrations is just observing this, acknowledging it and accepting it that I do this, and then started my journey on reversing this. So whenever their actions, whatever their actions might be, I have stopped connecting them to my opinions and detaching what I feel about them doing it. And this has actually led me to being less judgmental and also like say less slang words towards other people. And this has also led me to focus and observe more on myself rather than focusing on what others are doing. So I have stopped comparing my beliefs to theirs and started taking positive inspiration instead. So for example, if someone is wearing clothes that I will never think of even wearing, or that I cannot even imagine someone wearing. So the Sanya some months ago would be like, what the hell is she wearing? You know, that doesn't even suit her. But now, instead of passing judgmental thoughts, I will probably not even think about it, or maybe just even appreciate it. You know, if they're wearing clothes I like, I won't be like, I don't have these clothes, or am I too fat or thin to wear them? No, I will first appreciate it, of course, and then take inspiration from the person who is wearing them. There is immediate reaction from myself whenever I pass judgmental thoughts after doing, obviously, a lot of inner work. This reaction would be like my brain starts affirming that people have the right to wear whatever they want, and that is okay. And there, I just put a full stop to my thoughts. And for sure, I'm not completely there yet, but I'm putting my 100% effort, and it does take a lot of practice to go from saying a lot of slang against people to not saying anything at all. It's just exhausting, and it's very, very, it is taking a lot of energy to work towards it, but I am doing it. Because you know what? It just becomes a habit. You know, someone is doing something and the slang just slips out of our mouths immediately as if it was just sitting there waiting to come out, and it's just ridiculous, right? And there is this one thing that I, saw my friend doing this the other day, is that he's actually trying to cut out sugar. And whenever he has just set a pact with his friend, you know, that whenever we're going to eat sugar, we're going to maintain this jar and we're going to put $5 in it whenever we do it. So, you know, setting these little punishments for yourself whenever you commit a mistake that has been against your intentions and active alignment, then you can maybe even ask a confidant or a friend or somebody who you trust to, you know, hold you accountable for this, or just, you know, give you a little punishment. And to do this, what is necessary is that you need to actually have those kind of friends who are willing to support you in these endeavors. So surround yourself with people who can hold you accountable for this. So just start doing this together, you know, having healthy partnerships, healthy relationships, healthy people around you who are working towards achieving something really nice every single day. It can be so healthy, so beautiful. And it's amazing. If you have already surrounded yourself with such people, it's beautiful, it's amazing, and it's wonderful. I'm really, really happy for you if you've already done this in your life. And if not, just realize that you need to do this. And these are just a few things that you can start doing apart from a sea of things that we have in ourselves that we can improve. But this shall help you to get a head start in raising your vibrations and attracting everything you deserve in your life. But you know this, that at the end of the day, it is your efforts, your dedication, and your discipline that is going to matter when it comes to raising your vibrations. It is fundamental that you stay disciplined to your own ethics, your own values and morals. Because if that's not set, if you don't stick to your own ground, then there is nothing that can help you in this whole world. And you will just end up attracting the same bad things over and over again. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you want to know when I post another episode, hit the bell icon for notifications every time I upload, which is actually every Monday. And if you're listening on iTunes, please make sure to leave a review if you like my podcast, and it will mean the world to me. Thank you so much again, and I will see you in the next episode.